AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Another shooting involving federal immigration officers, this time in Portland, Oregon.
Just a day after the shooting in Minneapolis of Renee Good, there was a shooting involving two Portlanders in East Portland with federal agents.
City Council President Ilana Pertl-Ginny.
As we sit here, as far as we know, both of these individuals are still alive.
In Minnesota, Governor Tim Walz insists the state must play a role in the investigation of the shooting there.
When Kristi Noem was judge, jury, and basically executioner yesterday, that's very, very difficult to think that they were going to be fair.
Saka Magani on what Vice President J.D. Vance had to say.
Renee Nicole Macklin Good's shooting is still under investigation, but Vance assigned his own blame.
The simple fact is, what you see is what you get in this case.
Saying while he feels very, very sad for her.
I can believe that her death is a tragedy while also recognizing that it's a tragedy of her own making.
Van says the woman was brainwashed and a victim of far-left ideology. During a rare White House briefing room appearance, Vance defended the ICE officer whom he says acted in self-defense and blame the news media for portraying Macklin Good as innocent.
You should be ashamed of yourselves, every single one of you.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The House has passed a bill to extend health care subsidies, 17 Republicans joining Democrats in voting for it. House Speaker Mike Johnson had tried to stop it. Meanwhile, a resolution has advanced in the Senate that would limit President Trump's ability to conduct further attacks against Venezuela. Trump says the five Republicans who voted in favor should never be elected to office again. And on Wall Street, the president's proposed $1.5 trillion defense budget for next year sent shares of military contractors higher. This is AP News. Two-time Olympic gold medal snowboarder Chloe Kim has dislocated her shoulder in training on the halfpipe, throwing doubt on her participation in next month's Winter Games. And Lisa Dwyer has the story of a high-tech rescue of a wayward dog.
Abby, a 9-year-old golden retriever mix, was among several dogs being transported from a South Carolina shelter to a planned new home in Maine. That is, until she escaped during a bathroom break along the New Jersey Turnpike. Abby wandered for about 25 miles. Volunteers eventually pinpointed her location in a wooded area using her tracking tag and thermal imaging from a drone. Abby suffered a hip injury that will require surgery but is otherwise fine. Abby is now back with her foster family in South Carolina. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
More stories and the latest developments at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.